Okay, there we go. We got sound. Good morning, church. Cool. And thank you, Dan, for leading us in worship and for reading that psalm out loud to us. Can I get the clicky thing as well? Thank you. Cool. So, as many of you know, Psalms is one of the longest books of the Bible, is the longest book of the Bible. There are 150 psalms in that book. And so a psalm, right, is a poem or a song or a hymn. And essentially, if you look in front of you, in those seats in front of you, there's probably a brown or faded brown volume, right? That is our church's hymnal. Now, we don't really use it much, but essentially, that is what the psalms are, right? It is the hymnal. It's the songbook of the Bible. And if we consider that that the Bible is God's word, then it's kind of like God saying, hey, if you want to praise me, if you want to pray to me, if you don't know what to say, then open up the Psalms and here are some words to get you started. And so, of all the Psalms that this book of Psalms could finish on, it is this Psalm that we just read out this morning, Psalm 150. It's a psalm that is full, that is gushing with praise and worship. And it finishes with, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so today being the last day of 2023, it's a perfect time for us to look back and think about what has happened this year. You know, I opened my phone the other day and there was a Spotify Wrapped notification that came up. Did anyone else check that? Okay, cool. All right. So, Spotify Wrapped, it's essentially your top songs that you've listened to throughout 2023. Unsurprisingly for me, it was all worship music. But it got me thinking. I wonder what it would look like if, for example, the Bible app had a Bible Wrapped at the end of the year, right? What verses might come out as the top verses that you've read or books? Or what if there was some kind of God time wrapped summary, right? The top ways that you spent time with God this year. I wonder what would make the top of that list. This psalm today is all about worship. And worship is all about God time. It's about spending time in the presence of God. And the reason I say that is because there are a lot of common and popular ideas about what worship is that aren't necessarily right or helpful. Right? There are common misunderstandings about worship. And this morning, right, this morning, on the last day of the year, heading into a new year, I want to help us break through some of those stereotypes by looking at this psalm and help you broaden your perspective of what it means to worship God. So there are three things I want to get across to you this morning. There are so many things we can explore, but we'll focus on these three things. One, that worship is more than just singing. Okay? That our whole service is a form of worship. Two, not just the service, but that our whole lives are meant to be an expression of worship. So worship isn't limited to church. And three, that we can worship according to the way God made us. The key to worship is not what you do or how you do it or where you do it. It's who, right? The key is who you are spending time in the presence of. And so to start, let's draw a baseline to see a baseline of what people generally think about worship. I'm going to show you a clip, and as you watch, see what you can notice from it. We need sound. Okay, so maybe I grew up in church. I find that clip hilarious. But tell me, or have a think, what did you notice? What did you notice about the clip? Right, what is the clip telling us that worship is about? Right, so here are some things I noticed. One, that worship or church is for old people. Two, that it's somber and solemn. Right? It's about being very serious and very carefully singing from this hymn book. And there are also other subtle things in the clip, right? For example, did you notice how the man refused to share his hymn book with Mr. Bean? Right? Now, it's because he did a whole bunch of other stuff earlier, but if you just take that in without context, right, it's subtle. It's sending this message that worship is self-centered. Right? It's sending this message that worship is about me being able to sing my song properly and have a nice church service rather than worship, which is all about God, right? It's not about me. Now, I'm not saying that worship can't look like this. It can. And there are people who do worship best in a situation like this, right? Within these structures and forms. But I want you to know that this is just one possible expression of worship. This is one way we can worship, and there is so much more to worship than just this. And so let's take a look at what worship means, right? Worship simply means giving someone or something special honor. Okay, worship is giving someone special honor. But it doesn't say anything about how we achieve that. So let me give you an example. Colloquially, we call the singing part of our worship, of our service, worship. Right? We do it all the time. We say, let's do some worship. Please stand for worship. We gotta get some worship in the service. But what that does, unfortunately, is that it creates this illusion that worship is all about singing. Right? And this is my first point. Worship is more than just singing. Right, we look at Psalm 150, and the first two verses tell us why we worship. Right, praise the Lord. As a side note, this word praise the Lord at the start and end of the psalm is the word hallelujah. But most Bibles will just translate it to praise the Lord, because that's what hallelujah means. Right, so praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens, praise Him for His acts of power, for His surpassing greatness. So when we say worship is about giving someone special honor, this is exactly that, right? We praise God for who He is, His surpassing greatness, and for what He has done, His acts of power. But we read in the next three verses how we can worship, right? Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet or the ram's horn. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with the timbrel or tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with strings and pipes. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. And this is where we can start to see that there might be more to worship than what we imagine, than what we think. Because I think for a lot of us, when we think worship, we do think of something more or less similar to what we saw in the Mr. Bean clip. Right? Maybe not so stiff, maybe not so formal, maybe a little bit more relaxed, but the general idea is there. But read this description again and compare it to that clip. Right? Where are the trumpets? Where are the harps and lyres and stringed instruments and flutes? Where is the timbrel and dancing? Where are the clashing cymbals? I always find this psalm amusing because, with the clash of cymbals, in many churches, if you try to clash these cymbals too loudly, you're probably going to get in trouble. But the Bible says, no, praise God with loud clanging cymbals, as some translations say. You know, I was at a church in Perth, and it was a more charismatic church, but they had a whole team of dancers up front. Right, while we sang, just like it says, praise Him with dancing. Now, I'm not saying that this is how we have to worship, But what I am doing is trying to help you broaden your perspective of what worship is. So I don't know if you've ever thought about the structure of a service like this. Right? Most churches do worship in a very similar way. We do some singing, and then there's a message, and then we do some more singing, and then we finish. But where did that structure come from? Right? Has anyone ever thought about that? Why do we do church the way we do it? So let me explain it to you. There are at least four things that make up a worship service. And it is meant to illustrate how we worship in our own lives. So first is the call to worship. A call to worship is a gathering. We always start a service with a call to worship. Now, a call to worship is not a scripture reading. It is not an opening prayer. It is not a welcome. It's a proclamation from God to gather his own people for worship. This is why calls to worship usually use passages of scripture that call people to come, to gather. We use passages like, "Come, all you who are weary," for example. Because it recognizes that worship starts with God. And that it's not by our own initiative that we're coming to God. But rather it is God calling us to himself. And so worship. Worship is God calling out to us. Come to me. Now, the second thing in worship is adoration. Now, adoration comes from the word to adore, which means to love. We often do this by singing songs. Adoration is our response to God's call. God says, come, and we come into his presence to worship him. And so worship is being in God's presence. Worship is being in God's presence. Now, third is receiving the word. We have a scripture reading. We have a sermon which opens up the word. It's an explanation of what God's word to us. And so it is God speaking to us. Worship is listening to God's voice. And finally is the sending. We do it as a benediction, right? First God says, come. After he says, come, now he says, go. Go into the world. Be my hands and feet. Be my witnesses in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Right? So worship is living a life for God. And so you see, what we do every Sunday as a worship service, it's not a ritual, it isn't something that we have to do, but rather it's a way for us to learn through our senses and through our experience what it is like to live a life of worship. Right? And this is my second point. Our lives are to be an expression of worship. God calls us to come, we spend time in his presence, we receive his word, and then we go out into the world. A worship service needs to be true in our lives as well. So when we first come to know God, right, it's not because we chose God. We recognize that it's because God chose you or us. He was the one who called out to you and said, come. And you are here today because you have responded to that call. Now, even if you are here reluctantly, you are still here because you responded to God. And so when you come, you are in his presence. You are listening to his words, and that transforms you to be sent out to live for him. Romans 12 verse 1 says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. This is your true and proper worship. Living your life in worship to God is true and proper worship. The first question of the Westminster Catechism, which is sort of like a giant statement of faith, asks, what is the chief end of man? In other words, what is the purpose of a human being? And it answers, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. In other words, to live our lives in a way that brings glory and honor to God. You know, we sing this in a lot of our songs. Recently we did one, let my life be worship to you, right? Let my life be worship. And if you're old school, you know Casting Crowns. Let my life song sing to you, which was a classic back in the day. But yeah, see, our whole lives are to be an expression of worship. You know, I recently heard someone say something. It's a very common thing to think, but it's not quite right. They said, Sunday is for God. I set aside my Sundays for God. Well, yes, Sunday is for God. But so is every other day of the week. Right? May I be so bold to say that as a Christian, Sunday is probably your least important day of the week. Now, that's not because Sunday isn't important, but it's because your Monday to Saturday needs to be even more important than your Sunday. Right? What is important about our lives as Christians is not what happens inside these walls, it's what happens outside of them. And that's how serious this message is, that your life, your whole life, is to be an expression of worship. And so, if our whole lives are to be worship, then let's get practical. What does that look like? That brings me to my final point. Worship God according to the way he made you. If we go back to the psalm, why do you think the psalmist writes, praise him with strings and pipes and cymbals and tambourines and dancing and all these different things? Well, it's because we all worship God in different ways. If you think of an orchestra, right, you need all these different instruments in order to create a symphony. But no instrument is any less important than any other. And so this is what the Bible teaches us is the most important thing. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. All your heart, right? Worship is all about your heart. It's not so much about what you do to worship or how you worship, but like I said at the beginning, it's who you are living for. If you remember a few weeks ago when I shared about Brother Lawrence, he said even picking up a straw of hay off the ground was something that he could be doing for God, because his heart is set on serving God. And so the reality is God created all of us differently. And there are going to be certain practices or disciplines that will resonate with you more than it might resonate with the people around you. Music isn't the only way to worship God. And so to wrap up, I want to share with you 9 different ways that you could be exploring, that you could explore worshiping God through. So as I go through this list, I want you to encourage you to pick one of these ideas to focus on to help you refresh and reinvigorate your relationship with God as you head into this new year. Now, these ideas come from a book called Sacred Pathways by Gary Thomas. And so if this piques your interest, feel free to come find me after the service and I can link you more information. But here we go. The first way is worshiping God through nature. Maybe you worship God best through being outdoors, by being unplugged and seeking to see God in his creation. If this is you, then try developing a way of letting your surroundings remind you of him throughout the day, wherever you are. The second way is worshiping God through your senses. Maybe you worship God best when you can touch and taste and smell and hear things that remind you of God. If this is you, then find ways to let your senses remind you of God. You can try, for example, taking communion more regularly and let the taste and texture of the bread and the color and the smell of the wine remind you of Jesus. The third way is worshiping God through tradition. Now, maybe you do worship God best by participating in traditional services like Mr. Bean. Now, if this is you, then how about trying to create fixed times to pray throughout the day, setting up a routine for yourself, morning, midday, evening, night, and let your routine draw your mind to God. The fourth way is worshiping God in solitude. Now, this one does resonate with me. I love coming in here on a weekday when no one is around and worshiping God, just me and God and no distractions. Now, if this is you, then find a space that lets you do that. Right? Maybe it's your room, maybe it's your car, maybe it's a walk around the block. But whatever it is, create that space that lets you spend time in God's presence. The fifth way is worshiping God through action. Now, maybe you worship God best by putting yourself out there on the front lines. If this is you, then try, just a suggestion, try committing to be a prayer warrior. Right? Ask people how you can be praying for them. Do prayer walks around your work or your school. And let God's power draw you to Him. The sixth way is worshiping God through caring for others. Now, maybe you worship God best when you can love on other people. And if this is you, can I encourage you to proactively reach out to your friends and ask them how they are? Not just a, hey, how's it going? But, no, how are you? Like, how are you? Is everything okay? And you'll be surprised at how many people will open up when they see that you genuinely want to care for them. So you worship God, you love God by loving others. Now, the seventh way is worshiping God through celebration. And this is sort of exactly what Psalm 150 is describing. Maybe you worship God best when you can pour out the excitement and joy that is in your heart. If this is you, then can I encourage you to develop a habit of spontaneous worship? Right? Invite some friends over and just sing and pray your heart out and let your joy draw you into God's presence. The eighth way is worshiping God through contemplation. Maybe you worship God best by simply being in His presence, simply resting in His love, and allowing the Holy Spirit to fill your mind with Christ. If this is you, then just like worshiping God in solitude, you need to create a space for yourself to do that so that God's presence can be everything that you need. And the ninth way is worshiping God through intellect. Now, maybe you worship God best when you are challenged by Scripture and when you're learning new things. Right? If this is you, then maybe join Equip or BSF. But can I encourage you something else? Memorize Scripture. Because you can never run out of things to learn from the Bible. And if you have it committed to memory, God will reveal things to you at the right time. Let your mind draw you to God. Right? Like the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your mind. So I hope something from there resonated with you. Because these are the kinds of things that will take your spiritual life to the next level. Right? These are the things that will take you into a deeper and closer relationship with God. So let me summarize today for you. Worship, as we learned, is a crucial part of your spiritual life. Right? Worship is more than music. Worship is our lives. The way you live is your worship. And I hope that today has given you some ideas for how you can worship God according to the way He has made you. And as we, especially because we're heading into a new year, why not make this your New Year's resolution? Can you give one of these things a go? To try not be content with what you think worship is, but to broaden your perspective and allow yourself to explore just how vast and amazing and glorious our God is. As the psalmist writes, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah and amen.